Okay, a good night, everybody. Today's daf is Sota Daf Yud Aleph. We left off on the bottom line of Daf Yud Amud Beis. Is that correct? The bottom line of Yud Amud Beis. We are at Avshalom Lakach Yatziv Lo B'Chayev, I think. Today's share is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, and the Zechun Nishma's mother, Golda Basimcha Shalom. And that's it, right? We thank Dr. Lander very, very much for the sponsorship. So what we're going to discuss today is the following. We're going to finish the discussion about Avshalom, and then we're going to explain what it means that Avshalom had no son, because it seems that there are psukim that indicate that he in fact did have children. Then the Gemara is going to explain the Midah, Keneged Midah, that we find not only in punishment, but in Midah Tova as well, we find the concept of Midah Keneged Midah. And then we're going to start getting into some of the psukim related to Yetzias Mitzrayim, some of the psukim that we actually say in the Haggadah on the Seder night. So it's a machlokas whether this is a great Daf Yomi coincidence or the opposite of Daf Yomi coincidence, because we're as far away from the next Seder as you could possibly be. And then in that context, we're going to talk about what kind of Melech Chadosh was it in Mitzrayim? Was it Mamish Anu King? Was it not Mamish Anu King? What was his plans for the Jewish people? How did he implement those plans? We're going to have a description a little bit of Shibud Mitzrayim. On Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to talk about how the Nashim Tzidkaniyos ensured Jewish survival in Mitzrayim and what they did to make that happen, how the Jewish children managed to survive in Mitzrayim even though the children were supposed to be killed, but how HaKadosh Baruch Hu made miracles in order to ensure the survival. The Gemara is going to tell us about the identity of the Mialdos and the reward that the Mialdos had, the Siyata Deshmaya that the Mialdos had, and all of that. It's going to be a lot about Yetzias Mitzrayim. So let's begin first with finishing up the discussion of Avshalom. So says the Gemara, the Pasuk tells us, Avshalom lokach ve'atziv lo b'chayav. So it says, ve'atziv b'chayav ve'es matzeves asher be'imek ha'melech, etc. So the Gemara says, my lokach. What does the Pasuk mean when it says that he was lokach? So Amrei Shlokish shalokach mekach ra'al yatzmo. He made a bad deal for himself. He made a very poor life decision when he decided to rebel against his father, the Melech Yisrael. So that was a bad idea. So the Gemara darshens the hemshech of the pasuk. So it says ve'yatzal b'chayv es matzeves asher be'emek habelech. And the pasuk continues, Ki amar ein li ben ba'avur izkir shemi ve'yukal matzeves al shemo ve'yukal li yadav shalom adi amazeh. And we'll darshen the rest of the pasuk later. But now, as matzeves asher be'emek habelech, amar b'chinen bar papa ve'etza amuka shal malko shalolim. That the actions of Shalom were in the deep etza of the Ribbono Shalom. That Ribbono Shalom was gozer, that David HaMelech was going to have tsaros that come from within his family because of the Maisa with Bathsheba. So this was the fulfillment of what the Ribbono Shalom had decreed. Because the Pasuk says that Nasan and Navi tells David after the Maisa with Bathsheba, Hinni make him alecha ra'a mi beisecha, that I'm going to make evil come from your house. And that ra'a was fulfilled with the merida of Avshalom against David. And that's what the Pasuk says, that Avshalom was Mekayim, that Eitzah, and he fulfilled what HaKadosh Baruch Hu had planned for David, to be the one through whom the Gezerah against David was fulfilled. So the Gemara brings another Pasuk that says the word Emek, and the Gemara darshins from the Lashon of Eitzah Amuka. Keyotze B'davar HaTomer, we have a similar drasha where it says in the Pasuk in Sefer Bereishis, when Yaakov Avinu sends Yosef to his brothers, Vayishalcheu Me'emek Chevron. So Amar Rav Chanina Bar Papa, so there too Rabbi Chanina Bar Papa darshins, why Me'emek? Me'etzah Amuka Shal Oso Tzadik Shakavu B'Chevron. From the deep Eitzah, but this time not of the Ribbono Shel Olam, of that Tzadik of Avraham Avinu that's buried in Chevron. It really is of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's the Eitz of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that was said about Avram Avinu. Because when HaKadosh Baruch Hu talks to Avram Avinu in the Bris Ben Absarin, he says, Yadoa Teda, Ki Ger Yezaracha, Be'er Tzolem, Va'avad Avinu, Asam Rabbi Me'ashad, and the Pasuk goes, goes on. So in order to be Mekayim, that Eitzah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw to it that Yaakov Avinu would send Yosef to his brothers. They would then sell him. He would end up in Mitzrayim, so that the entire Yerid of the Mitzrayim by the Jewish people would come about. So the Gemara now goes back to the pasuk about Avshalom. We just got distracted over there with the word Emek and how that relates to Eitzah Amuka. But now back to Avshalom, the pasuk continues. He says, I don't have any child, any son. So, is that true? He doesn't have any sons? That's not true. The pasuk says, Vayivoldu la'avshalom shlosha banim u'pasachas. He had a nice Yiddish family. He had three sons. He had one daughter. So it says, ben hagun l'malchus. It means that he didn't have anyone who was appropriate to take over the malchus, to yarsh the malchus. So, or alternatively, Rav Chista Amar, that he did have children, but they predeceased him. Gemiri kalasarv to us shel chavero. Anyone who burns down someone else's grain, eino maniach ben liyorsho, is not going to leave a child who's able to yarshin him. The reason that that's the onesh, the Maharal writes, is because when you're sorif to us shel chavero, that's the zera that somebody else was zoreya. So too, your own zera is going to be one's own zera is going to be cut off in a shemayim. V'ihu kalya l'diyoav, and Avshalom burnt the field, the grain of Yoav, and he knew he'd get punished about it, and that's why he made a matseva al shemo d'chsev by yomer al avadim, because the pasuk says that Avshalom said to his avadim, ru'u chelkas Yoav el yadi, see the field of Yoav is right near me, v'lo sham sa'orim l'chu v'atzisua ve'esh, go and light it on fire, v'atzisua avdei Avshalom eschachelcha ve'esh, and they took Yoav's grain, Yoav's field of grain, and they burnt it down. Now, the Mishnah said that, going back to the Mishnah now, we were discussing the concept of Midah Keneged Midah. So the Mishnah gave all sorts of examples of Peronos of Midah Keneged Midah, about Shimshon and Avshalom and the Sota, but V'chein L'inyan HaTova, we also have Midah Keneged Midah that works in the positive as well, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu repays those who do mitzvos with the Midah Keneged Midah. Miriam waited for Moshe Rabbeinu when she put him in when he was put in the box by the edge of the river for Sha'ah Achas, and therefore Klal Yisrael waited for her for an entire week in the Midbar when she had Sara'as. So ask the Gemara, wait a second, how is that Araya that it's Mida Keneged Mida? Midami, can you compare the amount of time that Miriam waited for Moshe to the amount of time that Klal Yisrael waited for her? Hasum Chadashaita, when she was waiting for Moshe, it was Chadashaita, it was an hour. Hacha Shiviyami, over here when they were waiting for Miriam until she becomes star from the Tzara'as, it was seven full days. We have to say is that Linyan HaTova Eina came, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu pays much more when it comes to Inyan HaTova, that it's not going to be exactly Mida Keneged Mida. By the way, Sha'a Achas, Tosos points out over here, Lav Dafka Nakat Sha'a El Shlish Sha'a O Revia. He says it wasn't even an hour, it was 20 minutes, maybe 15 minutes. To Katali B'Tosefta Mida Tova Merubim Mitzpronis Al Achas Chamesh Meos, because you have to do the math that Mida Tova is Merubim Mitzpronis 500 times. So it's got to be 500-to-1 ratio of the amount of time she waited for Moshe Rabbeinu, klape the amount of time that Klal Yisrael waited for her. So you have to figure that out, do the math, and 1/500th of the amount of time that Klal Yisrael waited for her, which was a full week, was the amount of time that she waited for Moshe Rabbeinu when he was al Sfas HaYa'ar. So ask the Gemara, Amalei Rava, HaVechein L'Inyan HaTova Katani. It's a nice answer, but it's not what the Mishnah says. The Mishnah says, V'chein L'Inyan HaTova, which makes it sound like that it's an exact parallel. Ella Amar Rava HaKatani, V'chein L'Inyan HaTova Deba'os Amida, that it, with regard to Tova, it is similar to Ra, in that it's a Mida Keneged Mida, but just not in the same measure. L'Yol Amida Tova is Meruba Midas Pranas, meaning it's a similar way that you get rewarded to what you did, just like by Piranus, it's a similar way that you got punished to what you did. But as far as how big the reward is, it's much greater when it's Mida Tova than it is when it's Midas Pranas. So once we speak about Miriam waiting for Moshe Rabbeinu when he was al Sfas HaYa'ar, so the Gemara brings a drasha on that pasuk. So the pasuk says when they place Moshe in the box al Sfas HaYa'ar, vatei satzavos achosome rachok, and the pasuk continues l'deya ma ye'osel. She stood at a distance to see what would happen to him. So Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, the pasuk said, "Kulo al shem Shechina ne'amar." Every word in this pasuk relates to the Shechina, that the Shechina was there with Moshe Rabbeinu in the box. So the Gemara says, "How do you see every word is related to the Shechina?" Vateisat Sav is merames to the Shechina. Duxiv, because when Shmuel Anavi starts having nevuah, it says Vayevo Hashem Vayisyatzev, and it says Vayikra Kepam Bepam Shmuel. That each time it's the Shechina calls out to Shmuel, and it says Vayisyatzev. Then the next word in this pasuk is Achoso. That's also a remez to the Shechina. Duxiv. And more l'chachma achosiyat. The pasuk in Mishlei that chachma is achosi. The chachma is a remez to HaKadosh Baruch Hu because the Shechina was with him, and from him the Shechina comes out. So it's ki Hashem yitev chachma mipiv tasu tvuna. So then meirachok. Then when it says meirachok, that's also a remez to the Shechina. The chesiv, because the pasuk in Yirmiyahu says that Yirmiyahu Navi says to Klal Yisrael meirachok Hashem near. So, and then Lada'as is also remes to the Shechina Dechsiv, because by Shiras Chana, after Shmuel is born, it says, Kikel Deos Hashem. So, and then it says, Ma, that's also remes to the Shechina Dechsiv, because the Pasuk in Sefer Devarim says that Moshe Rabbeinu says to Klal Yisrael, Ma Hashem Elokecha, Shoel Meimach. So, and that's also remes to the Shechina Dechsiv, ki lo ya'asa Hashem Elokim davar. The pasuk in Amos says also lashem ya'asa when it talks about Hashem Elokim, and then finally it says lo, which is also remes to the Shechina Dechsiv, because the pasuk in Sefer Shoftim says that when Gidon says after he sees the Malach, he says, Vayikra lo Hashem Shalom. So you see that lo is also in the context of Hashem. So the entire pasuk is merumas to the Shechina that was with Moshe Rabbeinu. That the Shechina was hovering over and watching what would happen exactly to Moshe Rabbeinu. So once we have that drasha, the Gemara darshins the pasukim of the beginning of Shibud Mitzrayim. So once we're talking about the pasuk about Miriam, so we'll talk about all the beginnings of Shibud Mitzrayim. So it's a real tangent over here for Masecha Sota, but Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to learn this on Pesach. Vayakam El Chadash. So a new king arose over Mitzrayim. So Rabbi Shmuel Chadam Chadash Mamish. One of them says that it was Mamish a new king. V'Chadam Rishon Skatshu Gzeirosam. No, it was the same king. It's just that he had a new Gzeira to be Meshabed Am Yisrael. So the Gemara explains the svar for each one. Mandi Amar Chadash Mamish. One who says that it must have been a brand new king. Dichsev Chadash, because it says Vayakam El Chadash. So the Pash Pshan Pasuk said it was a new king. Mandi Amar Rishon Skatshu Gzeirosam. The one that says that it was just a king that had new Gzeiros, he says it can't be read Kipshuto, because it never says new Melech. It never says that, so it sounds like it was the same Melech, but he was new in the way that he was behaving. Asher lo yada es Yosef, so it can't be that he didn't know Yosef unless he was a Melech Chadash. He says, no, David Dami commanded lo yada leklal. It's the same Melech, of course he knew Yosef, but he behaved as if he didn't know Yosef. L'chori, even if it was a Melech Chadash, you have to say that it's ki'ilu. He made it as if he didn't know Yosef, because everyone knew Yosef, meaning you didn't have to be the previous king in order to know Yosef. He saved the entire country from starvation. So then the Hamshach of the Pasuk says, Vayomer Elamo, Hinei Am B'nei Yisrael, Rav Yotzim Mimanu, is the continuation of the Pasuk. So Tanu, Hu Hiskel Be'etzetchila, he was the first one to raise the issue of the Jewish problem. He was the one that wanted to address the fact that he didn't like the Jewish people, the Fichach Lakatchila, and therefore he was punished first. So the Gemara explains, how do I know this? Who is that he's the one that said to his nation? So Paro began to the conversation of what to do to them. Lefichach lakatchilas, he got punished first because the pasuk says when Moshe warns Paro by Makas Tzvardeya, Uvcha uva'amcha v'chalavadecha, the Tzvardim are going to attack. So first the Paranus is going to be Uvcha, and then uva'amcha v'chalavadecha. So then the Hemshech of the pasuk says that when Paro thought what to do to Bnei Yisrael, he said Hava nischak melo. Let's go and come up with a wise plan. So Gemara says Lahem mi ba'ilei. It should have said in plural, not lo, but Lahem. It should have said Belashon Rabim, because you're talking to Am Yisrael. Says Gemara, Amar Rabbi Chanina. Bo v'nechkam l'moshiyah shel Yisrael. He wasn't talking about Klal Yisrael, he was talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that let's kill them in a way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to be able to punish us mida k'neged mida, because we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's whole nature, in the way he runs the world, is that he punishes mida k'neged mida. So if there's one thing that he can't do anymore, that he blocked himself off from doing, let's hurt them in that way, so Hashem won't be able to do that to us. But many donim, so what should we do? Nidonim v'eish, should we burn them all? K'siv k'inei Hashem v'eish yevo. Hashem comes in fire. U'k'siv ki v'eish Hashem nishpat. And then Hashem is going to carry out justice in fire. V'cherev, should we behead them all? K'siv v'charvo es kol basar. That's also something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges using it, the cherev. Elo bo v'nidonim b'mayim. Let's get them with water. Shekvar nishpat HaKadosh Baruch Hu she'ni mevi mabul yolam. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu already had a shvua that he's not going to bring a mabul to the world. Shne'emar ki mei noach zosli. And the pasuk continues, Hashem nishbati me'avor me'noch od ala aret, that Hashem promised he's not going to bring a mabul anymore, so he's never going to be able to punish us with water if we kill them with water. But they made a mistake. Ve'heinin and Yodin, they didn't realize shal kololum kulo in a maybe that the shavua that Hashem Baruch Hu took was never to bring a mabul on the entirety of the world. Avla luma achas who maybe, but to one nation he would bring a mabul, he would punish with water. Inami, or even say that the shavua was not to bring a mabul in any which way, even on a single nation, still Hashem would be able to punish them. Who ain't maybe? Because Hashem said he's not going to bring a mabul, but that doesn't stop people from jumping in the water, and that's exactly what they did. Hashem split the sea, they walked right into it, and then the sea just went back to the way it was, so they walked right into the water. So that's not a violation of a Kodesh Baruch Hu's Shavua, not to bring a mabul onto the world. So now the Gemara brings another drasha, that a Kodesh Baruch Hu Taka was punished them in a mida k'neged mida kind of way. And then the Sefer Lishma B'Limudim, he says that the Gemara brings this maimer to show that the mida of a Kodesh Baruch Hu was to punish dafka mida k'neged mida, and that's why Paro made a mistake to think that a Kodesh Baruch Hu was not going to be able to punish them if they punish Klal Yisrael with water. So he says, here's how we did it. What does the pasuk mean when it says kibadavar shazadu aleim? So when Yisrael heard what was going to happen to Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu dan them mida k'neged mida v'kedera shebishlu, with the same kedera that they cooked Klal Yisrael, meaning that they threw the Jewish babies into the Ar, banis pashlu, they themselves were cooked in that same kedera. They drowned in a similar way. May mashma d'hai zadu lishna d'kedera. Who would you ever see that lashon of zadu, right? It says kibadavar shar zadu aleim, and we're darshaning it means the pot that they cooked Klal Yisrael and they got cooked in. Where do you see it's a lashon of a kedera? Because the pasuk says vayozid Yaakov nozid, that when Yaakov was making the tavshil of adashim that Esav so desperately wanted, it says vayozid, the lashon of vayozid Yaakov nozid. So you see that it's a lashon of a kedera. So another drasha relating to atzas paro. There were three major advisors to Paro at that moment: Bilam, the Eo, the Yisro. Bilam, Shiyat Bilam, was the one that came up with the advice to kill the Jewish children, so he was punished mida k'neged mida nara. He was killed by Pinchas. Eov, Sheshasak, Eov, who didn't give any etza to kill, but he also didn't make a macha against the etza, was Nidon the Yisurin. He was punished with tremendous suffering with Yisurin, because he should have made a macha, so he didn't make a macha, so he deserved to be punished. So he was punished with this terrible Yisurin. Yisro Shabarach, Yisro, who ran away, didn't want to be a partner to such an Eitzah. Zach, Mibreibanav, Sheyesh, Belishchas HaGazis. He was Zach, that his descendants would sit in the Lishchas HaGazis in the Beis HaMikdash, where they were members of the Sanhedrin in the Lishchas HaGazis. The Yin Yaakov writes that he was Zach, Mibreibanav, to be Gedolim B'Torah, because it could be that which he was Barach was because he disagreed with the Atzas HaMelech, and he was Barach that they shouldn't kill him. So he was Zach, that his children would sit in Lishchas HaGazis, who are osik in Torah, where Yisurim b'deilu mehem, that anyone who's osik in Torah, the Gemara Maseches Bracha says, is going to ward off any sort of Yisurim. And that's the derech of Tamid Chacham also, is to l'chates raglei mi'ir l'ilmo Torah. So that's mida b'mida, that just like he was katas raglav, he cut his feet, so to speak, to run away, to go somewhere else, to exile himself. So that's his schar was, he was zocha to descendants who were Tamid Chacham, which the Gemara Maseches says, that's what Tamid Chacham do, they schlep around from one city to the other city in order to share Torah, in order to teach Torah. Shenemar, the Pasuk says, Umishpcha Sofrim Yoshvei Ya'avetz, that the Ya'avetz is Gadol B'Torah. Taratayim, that they heard the Truah of the Shofar, Kabbalat HaTorah, Har Sinai. Shimasim, that they heard the mitzvah of their father, of their forefathers. Suchasim, that they were sitting in Sukkos, in like their father commanded them. Hema Hakenim Abayim Machmas Avi Beis Rechav. There, the Bnei Keni, the Chosin Moshe, we're referring to Yisro, and the Gemara explains how do we know to be miyachis them to Yisro Chosin Moshe? Uksiv Uvnei Keni Chosin Moshe. Pasukin Shoftim. So you see that Yisro is called Keni. The Bnei Yisro are called Keni. So it says in the pasuk that Paro said to the nation that he's worried about Bnei Yisrael, that Pen Yirba and Kisukran Mochana and Nosav Kamal Sonenu Vinilcham Banu Va'Ala Mina Aretz. So why does it say Va'Ala? It sounds like Paro was worried that Klal Yisrael would leave the land. Va'alinu mi bayalei. It really should have said Va'alinu, because that was his real fear, that Klal Yisrael was going to join up with an enemy and overthrow him and send him into exile out of Mitzrayim. So Amar Rabbi Abba Baruch Kahana, Kadam Shemakal Asatzmo, it's like a person who's Makal himself, but Vitolikilos Mechavero. He doesn't even want to say it about himself. It's like such a terrible thing to say. So he says it about somebody else, that they're going to leave, but he really means that they're going to make us leave the land. So it says about Shibud Mitzrayim, Vesimo Lov Sari Misin. So I ask the Gemara, why does it say a love? It sounds like Loshon Yachid, Alehem Yibayle. It should say in the plural, Alehem. He placed on them, on Klal Yisrael, Sari Misin. So talking about Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Shimon, the pasuk is not talking about Klal Yisrael, it's talking about Paro, that Melamed Shehiviu Malbein V'Tal Lo Paro B'Tzavaro. He brought a mortar and hung it around his neck. V'Kalechav Nechem Yisrael Sharmalem Istisnani, and therefore any Jewish person that were to say, you know, I'm not really good at this manual labor, I'm an Istinus, I can't really handle such work, Amulo, the mitzvah would say, Klum Istinus Ata Yosim Paro. Why, you're an Istinus more than Paro is? Paro managed to do it. So he was Vayesimu Alav on himself. He made Sari Nisim in order to show that he was going to partake of the work as well, at least at the very beginning. So the Hemshik of the Pasuk is Sari Nisim. So we darshan Dover Shemesim that it was something that they placed quotas and tremendous demands on Klal Yisrael. So Umar darshan is the Hemshik of the Pasuk, which is also Lashon Yachid. Laman Anoso B'Sivul Sam. So Anosam Mibayilei. Why is it Anoso? It should be Anosam. Laman and the soul of Pharaoh bisivlos of the Israel, so that Paro will suffer through the sivlos of the Jewish people, because Klal Yisrael were working so hard. They even Ari Miskinos for Paro, and they built Ari Miskinos for Paro. Rabbi Shmuel, so it's machlok as what Miskinos means. Chad Abar Shemisaknos is Balein, that it's dangerous for people to be involved in building things. V'chad Amar Shemimaskinos es Balein, that it causes poverty. That a person who's osik in binyan is going to become poor. As Pisom Esram says, Rabbi Shmuel, another machlokas between Rabbi and Shmuel, Chadam or Pisom Shema, that its real name was Pisom, Velominikra Shema Ramses, why does it have the nickname of Ramses? Sherishon Rishon Misroses, that as they were building it, the building would fall down, and it would just keep on falling, it would keep on collapsing. But Chadam or Ramses Shema, so the other one says, no, its real name is Ramses, that's the proper name. Velominikra Shema Pisom, why is it called Pisom? Sherishon Rishon Pi Tahom Bolo, that it was swallowed up in the ground as they built, each one. That each thing that they would build, and that they would build, would get swallowed up in the ground. And the pasuk says, "V'kasher yanu oso kein yerbev v'chein yefrotz." So kein rabu v'chein partzu mi bayalei. It should be belashon avar that it was kein rabu kein partzu. So since we're talking about something that already happened, it should have been belashon avar. Why do you say kein yerbev v'chein yefrotz, which is lashon Asid? So Amrei Shlakish, the pasuk is not telling us what happened. The pasuk is telling us Ruach HaKodesh Mevasartan, of what will happen to Klal Yisrael. And tells Mitzrayim, you're not going to do anything. You're not going to accomplish anything, because Ken Yerbev Ken Yifrotz, Klal Yisrael is always going to be Yerbev Yifrotz, meaning it's the Ruach HaKodesh was announcing about Klal Yisrael, that as much as you think you're destroying the Jewish people and you're cutting down their population, it's only going to become greater. The pasuk continues. So the Mitzrim saw the Jewish people, parim v'ravim, it was like thorns in their sides. They couldn't stand it. Why are they having so many children? Why are there still so many more Jews coming into the world? So Rabbi Lozar Amar beperach, that they were mavid them beperach, that originally they cajoled them into doing the avoda, and they promised them that they're going to pay them handsomely for their work until they got them in the habit of doing this avoda, and then they stopped paying them. Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani Amar befricha, it means an avoda kasha that really breaks a person down. They started with chomer levenim with building, and then it became plowing and everything else that's done in the field. So the hemshik of the pasuk is as kol avodos ha'masharav du'bahem befarach. So Amar Rav Shlomo Bar Nachmani, Amar Rav Yonasan, the pasuk is kol avodosam is telling us shei machlif and meleches anashim lanashim, meleches nashim la'anashim, that they had men doing women's jobs and women doing men's jobs, meaning that the type of work that people weren't comfortable doing, that people were not accustomed to. Ulmadi Amrami Hasam, and even the one who says that befarach meant that beperach, that it means that they spoke to them softly at first, that was in that pasuk. But hacha vade befricha, in this pasuk, when it talks about avoda, the kol avodos ha'masharav avodu ben befarach, that clearly means befricha. That in this pasuk, it clearly means something that was just backbreaking, difficult, challenging labor for them. So even if you hold perach, the first time it says perach, over here it doesn't mean perach, over here it just means befricha. In the schar of the Nashim Sidkanios that were in that generation, Klal Yisrael was redeemed from Mitzrayim. We were supposed to be redeemed, obviously, ultimately anyway. We were told 400 years or 430. There was some period of time that we were supposed to come out of Mitzrayim. So Pashas says it means we were redeemed Kodem Azman, that we got out early. We got an early exit because of the Nashim Tzidkanias. V'shal Sholchus Lushav Mayim, when they went to go draw water, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mezamid them Dagum Ketan B'Chadein, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it that when they would pull up water, they wouldn't only pull up water, they would have fish that would come up. So the point that half the volume of their bucket was water and the other half the volume of the bucket was fish. And then they would make two pots, one of warm water and the other one of fish. And they would bring the warm water and the fish to their husbands who were working in the field and had to even sleep out in the fields because they didn't have any time to return home. And they would bathe them in the warm water, and they would anoint them, machilus hasan, they would feed them, umashkus hasan, they would give them to drink, v'niskakalan ben shvatayim, and they would find a tsanua area in between different walls to be able to have tashmish with them, shneamrim tishkavan ben shvatayim. So b'schar tishkavan ben shvatayim, zoch yisol, the biza of Mitzrayim, in the schar of tishkavan ben shvatayim, we mizocha to the biza of Mitzrayim, shneamrim, because the pasuk says, kan fe yona, that we are compared to yona, nechpa b'kesef, vevrosah b'yirak recharutz, that we had kesef and Zav because of this, the Kanfei Yonah, because of this, because of what these women did, how they were Moser Nefesh in order to help us get out of Mitzrayim. Kivin Shem Esavros boast the Bateim, and once they became pregnant, they went to their homes. Kivin Shem Geaz Man Melodeyan, and when it came time for them to give birth, they didn't want to give birth in their homes because that would have been dangerous to them because there was a Gzeirah of Kalabena Yeloda Ya'ura Tashlichuhu, so they didn't want to give birth at home. So Holchus Vyoldus Pasada Tachas HaTapuach. So they went out to the field to under a tapuach tree to show that they wanted to be in the tzel of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, to be mekabel the Torah. The Iyun Yaakov writes, that's why they dafka chose Tachas HaTapuach, to say we want to be symbolically betzilo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why the Gemara Pesachim says because of the Tachas HaTapuach, that's why we put tapuach in charosas. Gemara gives three ingredients for charosas based on different elements of shibud Mitzrayim, right? It says that you have to make it like mushy, like cement, as a zecher to the tit, as a zecher to the cement. I think the wine, the Gemara says, that it should be red wine in there. The Gemara says that it has to be tapuach in it as a zecher to the tapuach. That's what Rav Shechter always points out every year in his Pesach Shir, that everyone gets that wrong, because every single charosas recipe you ever had has apples in it, but tapuach definitely doesn't mean apples. It means apples in modern Hebrew, but Tosus already points out that tapuach in biblical Hebrew means a citrus fruit. And they didn't have apple orchards in Mitzrayim at that time. They didn't have apple trees. They only had citrus trees, which is makes sense for the Middle East. The Middle East is a place where you can grow Jaffa oranges and esrogim and things like that. Right? That happens in the Middle East. So mstama tapuach meant a citrus, and that's why the Gemara says tzarich l'kiyuhei zeich l'tapuach. You should make it acidic. The charosa should be acidic as zecher tapuach. That doesn't make sense with an apple. That makes more sense with citrus fruit. Having said that, does Rebbetzin Schechter make charosas with an esrog? I don't know. I never asked the question. But that's probably what it means, to put esrog or lemon or orange or something like that into it. Anyway, Shenamar, Pasuk says in Shir HaShirim, tachas ha-tapuach or articha. So the Vakarush Baruch Hu Shaleach Mishmei Marom Misha Mankir Mashmir Asana Kodesh Baruch Hu sent from on high someone who would clean up the children and make sure that their limbs were straight, like a midwife who would take care of the baby. So they didn't have a mialedus, and you didn't have anyone to clean you off from the dam to clean off your skin to make the baby's skin nice and smooth. And then he had two large stones, round stones, echad shel shemen, one that they got oil out of, echad shel dvash, and one that they got honey out of. Shnemar v'yenikeu dvash misela v'shemen michal mishtzur. That's what the pasuk refers to in Hazinu. They came in Shemakirin ben Mitzrim, and once the Mitzrim realized that they were out in the fields, but in Lahorgan, they went out to kill them. Vinaslam Nes, and then these children had a miracle happen to them. Vinivlotin Bakarka, they were swallowed up in the ground, so the Mitzrim weren't able to access them to kill them. Umavin Shvarim v'Chorshin al Gabon, and the Mitzrim brought oxen to plow over the ground where the Tinokos were swallowed up. Shenemar al Gabi Chorshu Chorshin. That's what the Pasuk in Tehillim refers to when it says al Gabi Chorshu Chorshin, that it was over the Jewish babies that they were plowing. Then La'achar Sholchin, once the Mitzrim left the fields, Hayim Mevatzvitzin V'yotzin Keisef Asadeh, the Jewish babies started growing out of the karka, meaning now the field was plowed, so now it was ready planted, now it was plowed, so now they were growing out of the ground. Shenema Rivava Ketzemach Asadeh Nesatich, that's what the Pasuk in Yechezkel says, that they were growing out of the ground. V'kivin Shemeskadlin Bayin Adorim Adorim Levatein, and once they grew up, so flocks of them returned back to their homes. Shenemar, because Pasuk says Vatirbi, Vatigdali, Vatavoi, Ba'adiyadoyim, that Vatirbi means they became great in number, Vatigdali they grew up, Vatavoi, and they returned back to their home, Ba'adiyadoyim, in flocks. I'll take you Ba'adi Adoyim, El Be'edre Adorim. Don't read it Ba'adi Adoyim, but Be'edre Adorim, right? Meaning they were flocking back to Ram. And when Kadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself to the Jewish people by the Yamsuf to save them from Mitzrayim, Haim, it was these Tinokos who had these Nisim happen to them, Hikiru Tchila, that were the first to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They said, we've seen this Shekhinah before. Shemar, that's what the Pasuk says, Zeh, Keli Van Veyu, that they said, Zeh always means that they're able to be Marah Ba'etzpa, that there's a clear recognition of that which was. So they had this clear recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Pasuk says, Ve'yom Melech Mitzrayim L'Miyaldos Ivrios. So the Melech Mitzrayim said to the Miyaldos Ivrios, and one of them was Shifra, the other one was Pua, the Pasuk says, to kill the male children. So Rabbi Shmuel, Chadamar Isha Ubita, Chadamar Kala V'Chamosa. Who are these Mialdos Ivrios? One says it was a mother and daughter combo, and the other says it was a mother-in-law, daughter-in-law. Manyam Isha Ubita, Yocheved and Miriam. The more popular opinion that we're familiar with is the Isha Ubita, is that it was Yocheved and Miriam. Manyam Kala V'Chamosa was that it was Yocheved V'Elisheva. It was Elisheva Basaminadav, Aaron's wife. So Tanya Kaman Yamar Isha Ubita, we have a brice that supports the idea that it was Yocheved and Miriam, Titanya, because the Brisa tells us that Shifra zu Yocheved, that Shifra is really Yocheved. Shifra, why is she called Shifra? Shemeshaperes es havlad, that she would make the vlad look nice. She would clean it off and make it look nice. Davar Acher, Shifra, Sheparu v'Rav Yisrael b'yomeha. Others say that she's called Shifra because there was a lot of pruruvu during her time, that the Klal Yisrael increased in numbers exponentially. Pua, why is, who is Pua? Zo Miriam, that's Miriam. Lama nikrashma Pua. Why is she called Pua? Shaisa Poa, because she would coo the babies. Davar achar Pua, shaisa Poa, baruch hakodesh v'meres. Others say she's called Pua because she was the one that was able to predict with Ruach HaKodesh that Asida Imi Shetele Bein Shemashiach Yisrael, that her parents better get back together because her mother is supposed to have a child that's going to be the Moshiach Shal Yisrael, and that of course is Moshe Rabbeinu. Vayomer Bialedchen Asivios, so Paro told these Mialos Ivrios that when you birth these Jewish women, so when you see them, Allah Avnoyim, so if it's a son, you should kill him, and if it's a daughter, she should live. My Avnoyim, what are the Avnoyim that the Pasuk is talking about, where you're going to see whether it's a son or a daughter? Some Rabbi Chanan, Simon Gadol Masulam. Paro gave the Mialdos a Simon to know what would be. Amar lehen, b'shasha karas leilin, when a woman crouches to give birth, yarchosem etzdanos ka'avanim. You'll be able to tell because her thighs will get very cold, like stones. And then you'll know that it's the time of birth, then you'll know that's the time to kill the baby. V'istamri, and others say that avnoyim is not a Simon for leida, but rather kidichsiv, ve'ered beis hayotzer, v'nei hu osam alam. Al ha'avnoyim, that a woman is like a yotzer. My yotzer zeh, yorech mikan, v'yorech mikan, v'sadon be'emtza, that one leg on one side and one leg on the other side, and the sadon where the yotzer puts his kli is in the middle between the two legs. Sa'af isha, yorech mikan, v'avlad be'emtza. That it's one leg on one side, one leg on the other side, and the baby comes out from in between. So the pasuk says that Paro said to the Mialdos Ivrios, imbenu v'amiten oso, that if it's a son, you should kill him. And only if it's a daughter does she live. So Rabbi Chanan, Simon Gadol Masulam, he gave them a simon to be able to know whether it's a boy or a girl. Ben Panav Lamata, that when a boy is born, he's face down. Bas Panel Lamaila, when a girl is born, she is face up. That's what the Gemara Nida, the Flamed Aleph, says, that Kiderech Tashmishan Hein Shochvin, that just like the Derech Tashmish is that the man is face down and the woman is face up, so that's the way that they're born as well. So the obvious kasha is that it's not true, meaning that you could ask any OBGYN and they will tell you that there is no such, how could you say that? So you could say that Nishtanu Ativim. So Milchasani says, no, you can't say Nishtanu Ativim because Nishtanu Ateva only applies to things of Brius and Kalach, not things that are in the Teva of birth. And he also says, the Medrash writes that the Mialdos asked Paro, how are they going to know if it's a Zachar and a Keva, and if it's Beteva, why didn't they know, why didn't the Mialdos know this? Why did they have to ask Paro this question? I mean, if this was something that was just Teva, that every boy was born face down, every girl was born face up, so what, the Jews never had babies, or they never knew about babies being born until Paro informed them about the rules of babies being born? So that's why the Michlasani says, you have to say that this is Shloka Pshuto. It was a Remez, it's not Beteva at all. And they didn't, that's why the Mialdos didn't know it. Only Paro was a mechashev. He knew this, and Chazal didn't want to be megalo exactly what exactly this remez refers to. However, the Chazanish writes in Yerodeya that this is clearly a Nishtana Hateva situation. I mean, that Nishtana Hateva is only about health and environment and things like that. No, Nishtana Hateva could be about anything. So this is clearly a Nishtana Hateva kind of situation. So Vatireta Mialdos HaSalukim V'lo'asu Kasher Diber Aleihem. They were God-fearing people and they didn't want to do what the Melech Mitzrayim told them to do. So ask Gemara, why does it say Kasher Diber Aleihem? Sounds like it spoke about them. But he told them what to do to others. So lahen mi bayulei. It should have said lahen. So Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina melamit shetivan l'dvar avera, that the Paro was toveya them to have znus with him velonitbu, but they refused his advances. So it says in the pasuk that the Mialdos didn't do what Paro said to kill the babies, but chayena sayeladim. So it's a little bit difficult. It should have said that they didn't kill the yeladim. Why does it say but chayena? So Tana lo dayin shloam Yisrael. So it's not just that they didn't kill them. El shayu maspigos the mayim muslim. They actually provided mayim and muslim for the children so that the children would be able to live. So when Paro saw that the Mialdos were not fulfilling what he had told them to do and that they were being mechaya the yeladim, so he called them out on it and he asked them what's going on. But Tomar Mialdos al Paro ki lo chanoshim. They said no. no, they're not like the Mitzri women that need a mialedas. These Ivrios are chayos, they know how to do it on their own. So we can't get there in time. So my chayos, what does it mean chayos, that these Jewish women are chayos? Ile machayos mamish, if you can say that they're mialdos mamish, you could be a mialedas. You still need a mialedas when you're giving birth, meaning the fact that you're a mialedas doesn't help. Ella amulo umazu kichaya nimshala. They mean to say that Klal Yisrael is nimshal to wild animals, like we find in the psukim that Yehuda gur Aryeh, Dan is Yehidan Nachash, right in the brachos of Yaakov Avinu. Naphtali is Ayala Shlucha, Yisachar is Chamor Goran, Yosef is Bechor Shor, Binyamin is Ze'ev Yitrov. So dechsiv beksiv be. So by every shevet that there actually is an animal that it's compared to. So there you have it. And and even by those shvatim that doesn't have an animal that they're identified with, ksiv ma'imcha livya bein arayos srivatzai, that the pasuk of the Navi in Yecheskel says about Klal Yisrael that Klal Yisrael entirely is like a baby cub. It's like they're like lions. So we're all compared to animals. So it says in the pasuk that because they had Yiras Hashem, Hashem made for them batim. So what are these batim? Rav Shmuel chadamar Bate Kuna Levia. One says it's Bate Kuna Levia, but Chadam or Bate Malchus, that they had Malchus to send from them. So Manyam or Bate Kuna Levia, Aaron, Moshe. That Aaron and Moshe, because the Aaron was a Kohen, Moshe was a Levi, and they descended from Yocheved. Manyam or Bate Malchus, and the one that says it was Bate Malchus is David, because Nami mi Miriam Kaasi, because David Amelech came from Miriam, because the Pasuk says, Vatamas Azuva, that Miriam died, who's the wife of Kaleb, and she was Laksa B'tzaras, and then Vayikach Lo Kalev Es Ephras, and then after the wife of Mary after she was Laksa B'tzaras, which is the equivalent of death, so Kalev took Es Ephras, which is Miriam, Vatel Lo Es Chur, and he had Chur Ksiv David Ben Ish Ephrasi, that David was a Ben Ish Ephrasi. So you see that David descended from Miriam. The Kalev Ben Chetzron holded as Azuva Ishav Es Yirios Veil Yeshar v'shova v'ardon Ben Chetzron Ben Yefunahu. He's Ben Yefunah. He's not Ben Chetzron. Why is he called Ben Yefunah? Ben Chetzron. Ben Shapanim Atzis Meraglim. No, his real name was Ben Chetzron. He's called Ben Yefunah because he turned away from the Atzis Meraglim. V'akati Ben Knazu, but he's still Ben Knaz. D'ksuvi Yekadeus Neil Ben Knaz. Achi Kalev. His brother was Ben Knaz. He must have been Ben Knaz also. So Amarav Chorgo to Knaz Hava. He was the son of his wife was Kenaz. Dekanami Duksiv Haknizi Shmamina. And the diuk that Kalev was only the son of the wife of Kenaz, but was not the son of Kenaz, was because the Pasuk says after the Chalukas Aretz, it calls Kalev Ben Yifuna Haknizi. It doesn't call him Ben Kenaz, like the way he calls Asniel as the Ben Kenaz. So you see that Kalev was in fact not a Ben Kenaz, he was Ben Chetzron. Okay, but from tomorrow, we'll pick up from there. Have a wonderful day. I've written my. Yes, you can have that.